to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. An announcement to all parents. Know where your child is. And I'm going to give you a little piece I like to call. Their eyes were watching them.
You say my child is just a child. Too young for exploitation, but old enough to express themselves. You see, evils lurk in the shadows watching them too. Taking notes of height, weight, hair color, eye color, and studying your traits. We traveled the reverse lane of the Underground Railroad where freedom cannot reach us. Our children have mastered the art of fabrication, saying they're with their friends, oftentimes ducked off the deep end where bidders go on a virginity heist, seizing kids that do not know to come home and the street lights are on. Young mothers say it's a piece of clothing. Men will look anyway. These aren't men, they're predators. Men do not undress a child like having X-ray vision. See, stop. Do you know where your child is? Their eyes are watching them, studying the routines of how you trick them in public. How they react to reprimand. Will they hold tight or let go of your hand? It ain't always just a dress or makeup. Studying how older your child looks, where politicians can't tell the difference in legal aid. See, that's what society wants you to say. Look, their eyes are watching them. Do you know what your child is? You see, families have rid the habit of checking out friends' environments to where many uncles tend to want to spend many a night between your child's legs. Not quick wit to read all the signs that your child changed that night. No longer wanting a kiss goodbye. Often flooding riverbanks of tears at night. Can you hear the cries? Blood-soaked dresses. Friendships ending, world keeps spinning. We've watched episodes of Law and Order thinking we have shit all figured out. Until SVU kicks down your door, sniffing your baby's clothes. Bloodhounding forests to sniff rigged bodies out. Where is your child? Parents too busy making their kids be the friends they wish they had. Stifling the minds to not be quick when trouble presents itself to you. Their eyes are watching that too. All too often kids shoot off the SOS, but we call it whining. Man up! Say it with your chest! The unheard become runaways, and runaways become sex slaves because we never took the time to listen. Never shielding our children. Still repeating the healing of a cycle we never closed because they said, shut your ass up. And you did so. Their eyes were watching you. Hoping you never heal. You never get off the pills that you drown in the bottle so your kids can be up for the still. They lurk in shadows. Pay attention to the language because everyone native ain't speaking English. Pay attention to friends too eager to hang out for shadows may have trapped spirits. Heckling becomes envy and the blood smears the hands of the guilty. Their eyes were watching that too. Eyes waiting for unwanted bodies. Bodies lured into empty spaces. Rolled into maps harvesting organs sold on the black market but won't tell you the truth. Open and shut cases are long cold cases because there lies the association getting kickbacks with their hands out, asking with urgency, where's your child? We teach our kids to be anxious for nothing, but yet we smother them like gravy to pork chops and they defy. We teach our girls that it's all a figure of expression. Yet they keep secrets because you tend to broadcast their diaries instead of your sins and not the time to understand. We teach our sons to behave in such a way that darkness cannot target them, yet grows inside them. The problem is your lessons are poisons. Oh yes, their eyes are watching them.
Baby, run! Run now! Needle prick. Sleep. Thanks for tuning in to the CS Cap. Hey, did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.